And one resident stood up and said, what in the heck do 80-plus-year-olds need a pub in their residence for? And anyway, there was about 50 other people in the room, and they all started saying, well, we'd like it. So the bottom line is 80-year-olds do enjoy socialization and camaraderie, and if they want to have a Diet Coke or a beer, it doesn't matter. Just real briefly, I founded the company 19 years ago, based, you can see it on this gal, Betty, who had Alzheimer's. And out of this, we learned from her basically four things, that people need to live life on purpose. And I don't know if you can read that very well, but it talks about physical fitness, brain fitness, dining, nutrition experience, and then social, spiritual. Those are our four pillars. Everything we do revolves around that group of things, and we find that by keeping people on computer programs and in many kinds of ways, brain fitness programs, many, and this is not an exaggeration, but many people come into our communities and they're starting that downward slide of memory loss and challenges with memory issues, especially at 85, 87, and our average age in our community is about 85. And we get them involved in a number of different types of brain fitness programming, and they actually can gain cognition, and they will hopefully bump along sideways for a number of years before going down. If at all, they may die usually of something else other than Alzheimer's, which is our goal. And so we don't want them to go into the one level if they absolutely don't need to. A little bit of just who we are. We are building our 20th community right now up in Fargo, North Dakota. It's going to open in April, and that too is about 135 unit community, just like this one. And so we'll be opening there in April. So
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well,
I apologize if that was too long.
No, no, I think it was good. I appreciate it. We've met once before. We talked about this a few months ago, and I've been talking to the actual broker that's working on the property for well over a year and a half before I even got back on the council. And it's my understanding there was a similar type of proposal at some point very early on in your term in office. There was some sort of development proposed for.
We met and talked. But just conceptually.
Conceptually, there was a conversation early on, and the mayor and aldermen in the district weren't that enthusiastic about it. And it didn't ever get to this body at all, like a concept review. But things change with elections. And I've been dealing with this property or talking about this property for, man, Mayor Taylor was still here. We had proposals for bottle companies. I mean, just to hold up. I have the floor. Let me just finish what I was saying. But I think this is a really good development. I mean, it's neighbor friendly, considering, you know, you do have residents on off of 31st Street. It is a challenging parcel with the wetlands and that. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, the valuation property tax wise is over $1 million an acre.
Yes, well,
what you can develop.
Well, we're proposing roughly. The senior building itself would be about $18 plus million. We're projecting that the townhome, the 20 units, just using, I think we were using $150 a square foot for that small construction, would be another $6 million of construction. Then you have Nature Nook, which stays in place. I don't know how that gets valued. The park obviously doesn't.
Right. So I believe, what was the acreage of it?
It's 23 plus acres, might be 24.
Right, so if you just take a look at the map, that's 24 acres right there. That's without Nature's Nook. And the total parcel is 23 acres, and some of it you can't develop. So when you look at, you know, the 27th Street Corridor Plan, which is so obsolete, you know, that's $1 million an acre is the goal. So it's above that. Like I said, you do have residential to the east. And so it would be friendly in that way. It still allows the property owner to operate a business that is valuable in the community, as well as the fact that won't obviously always be there. And when that does go away, you would actually have the ability to develop that into some sort of, mixed-use retail on that.
I think you
have a and if you look at the market study, which I remember you sharing with me, there is a demand, and I think the mayor knows that we have a number of proposals have come forward or that you expect to come forward on senior housing. You have my full support. I'm glad that you didn't pack up all your toys and go home back, 2.5+ years ago whatever, and still are sticking through it.
I appreciate that, but I will say, I think the reason we are here is Mayor Olson did encourage us to put together and come back. Mm-hmm. So we were encouraged to do that and come back here. So
that's good.
We appreciate that. I appreciate meeting with you this summer and getting your input in on it. And that really caused us then to be able to move forward, and we actually executed the purchase agreement. Mm-hmm. So that has been in play here for several months, and so we're working through that.
Good. Like I said, you have my full support. I think it's a good project. I think it'll be good for that area. I think it would be a good, type of partnership with the type of residents that'll be living there, plus the, like I said, nice park setting. I like the idea of having the greenhouse in the winter for the residents. You have a good corporate partner, so I think it's a win-win. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a couple questions. Yeah. Did you say there was a small chapel in the building itself?
There's a we call it the Great Room or Summit Room or whatever. It's up on the third floor, right in the middle of the building. Beautiful, big, huge bay windows across it, and that is a combination event center, meeting room, chapel, and we have regular people coming in on Saturdays, Sunday mornings for services. We take a lot of people out via our bus, and they go to churches around the community.
Second question, is Nature's Nook going to maintain any nursery function on that property?
I believe they are, but if I could ask Steve, he's here, and Joe, if they...
I've been to Nature's Nook at least twice a year, come spring and fall, and with a lot of heavy equipment and nursery equipment, I'm just wondering if that might be a detriment to the space that you're anticipating in terms of quietness and dirt and noise. That would be my one concern. If that's going to be a large nursery operation, I think that might...
We are anticipating a reduced function, compared to what the public is used to seeing right now. So it'll be the same kind of business, but to a lesser degree. It'll be scaled down quite a bit.
Can you give us your name and address, please?
Certainly. My name is Steve Reske. I live on 9025 South Nicholson Road in Oak Creek.
Married to the second best city clerk in Milwaukee County.
So you as a developer, do you see that as an issue?
I think they have a few bobcats running around and they're moving trees and shrubs. I will guarantee you we will have people lining up out there to watch that. They wait for the mailman to come sometimes, it's like exciting. Anything we can do to provide them activity. So that business, I suspect Steve will end up shooing them out because they're going to be down there wanting to help them plant flowers and whatever. So you'll get built-in gardeners, I guarantee you, with lots of advice.
Extra set of hands is okay.
Okay.
Contrary to what people would normally think, in senior housing, the street-side apartments go first because they want to see activity.
You are correct.
Alderman Mayor, and then Alderwoman Wilhelm.
So will you be developing the townhouses as well?
Yes. Okay. They would be rental. Okay. Rental townhome. And we have experience. We've done this in Brown Deer. It's called Beaver Creek, right on 60th and 100. We have 10 townhomes there. So it would be something if you wanted to ever come for a tour, I'd be happy to meet and take you through our Brown Deer community, and then you could see the townhomes there as well. But.
Okay. The only suggestion I have, though, is cul-de-sacs generally aren't looked upon as great places for sidewalks, but I think sidewalks, especially in this situation, might be appropriate, and even trails to get to your chapel or whatever we were talking about, and the other nature features as well.
I would agree. I see the seniors, possibly 55 and over, but in reality, they're probably going to be 70-ish by renting those townhomes. They're going to want to use a lot of the things going on and we need to provide them a way to get over there. So sidewalks would be one, and then other, you know, maybe a heated sidewalk, make sure in the winter it's, you know. But they're going to want to come for meals, because
right.
We have a chef on staff. I mean, they really produce great food. So there's the bistro, the pub, the games, you know, activities. There's events, there's speakers that come in. So we've envisioned that group of townhomes using the major building quite a bit. So we have to figure that out.
Okay. And even on 27th Street, I believe there's sidewalks on 27th Street there as well. No?
Don't know that.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Let's see. I have a question. Can you bring up the plat map?
Sure can.
So I have a question on the parcel that's on the south side of the new access road on the south. What is that parcel going to be?
Could you say that again? Where now?
South access road that goes back to the townhomes.
This one.
And then you have
station.
The single-family house. And
so
then you have
that's
that.
That's not ours. That's a different... the road is already there.
So that
just goes into the parking lot.
Because the wording over the top of it says nature's nook site, and then so I couldn't really tell if that was part of it or not. So you're saying that's a separate parcel?
No, that's a separate parcel.
Okay.
Steve, do you know who lives there?
I know it was recently purchased. I don't know.
Okay, so.
I know that. The house has been, there's someone renting in there, but I didn't know the surrounding property was part of the project or not, but you're saying no. Okay.
Yeah, no, there would just be, we would be proposing a full-scale road, you know, in there to service the townhomes, but also to service Nature Nook.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of this full-service road, I know that there's a significant grade change between that single-family residential home and that is worth a be any changes needed for that, like a retaining wall or?
Whatever the plan would call for, I don't.
It's also right up next to that
property. I think you're correct. There is some, but certainly if it needs.
Folks, this is, we're not going to go into this detail.
I'm sorry. Okay.
High level concept review.
I could make a quick reference to that property.
Fine.
Our land wants to be very gutter line on that building. So Nature's Nook owns up to the very edge of that single family unit. That parcel mm-hmm. would be owned by us as a group. Yeah. My name is Joseph Raisky. I live in 2360 North Swan Boulevard in Wauwatosa. I'm partners with Steve and our mother, who's not here tonight.
Thanks, Joseph.
Yes. Thank you.
We would own right to the edge of that building.
Right, and I know we have road setbacks and building setbacks, and I know that, you know, no one seems to want to listen to comments at concept review, but then they come back and they say, well, why didn't you bring it up at concept review? I'm bringing up the things that I would bring up so you know them now rather than trying to address them later because I don't know what kind of buildings or road setback, and maybe, you know, by calling it to your attention, maybe staff can make a suggestion on the placement. That's all.
Yeah, and the civil people may move it just slightly. I mean...
Right.
There's 30 feet to play with
that. Yeah. And as far as the 27th Street and the zoning, up front, in front of the Nature's Nook, the building that you say is going to stay, is there any potential room for any type of retail or any type of facilities that you're going to locate inside the building that you could put outside that would be more public? So the public that's attending Nature's Nook could also share in the retail of a building.
Well, that building has got a really nice retail area in it now, and then the greenhouse is that little appendage in the back there. So they have that retail space, and then out front they usually have a lot of different things they put out for sale, shrubs, flowers, trees, etc.
I guess I was talking right up on 27th.
Yeah,
if there's any.
We did have an outdoor sales permit for farmers market in the back. We did work that through and have more away from that. We did have weekend retail towards the street.
I like that idea, especially farmers market of people that might still want to cook for themselves, or that would.
It was quite popular.
Right.
I mean, you kind of backed away with it as Milwaukee became much stronger. This is a fairly hard retail space because everything has to be advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So we like the idea of bringing in a development.
Right. Okay. And then the parking area up front on the building, I don't know what the unplatted lands are toward the back of, on the far, where the tape, most of the table is showing on the screen there.
There are homes.
So those are unplatted. So you probably wouldn't want to. I'm just wondering that from the view of the road, I know there's quite a bit of setback from the street, but the first view is, you know, we're going to have a parking lot prior to seeing your beautiful building.
There's a lot of trees back there right now that we would keep trim, but keep up.
Okay. And then stormwater basin locations, is that, it seems pretty dense. Do you have the stormwater being calculated and how that's going to fit into this development?
Yeah, not yet. We so wanted to come here first to see if this is something you all were going to say,
yeah,
you know, start doing your work, because then you start spending more money than we already have. So.
And I really do agree with the pedestrian connections between the townhomes and the other areas in retail, so I would strongly encourage pedestrian connections on that.
Right.
For the unplatted lands on the far end of the cul-de-sac, would there be any need, from staff's point of view, that cul-de-sac might need to go through to those unplatted lands, or is that going to hinder our development in the future, either further south or on the southwest side of the property? That's a question for staff. As they're looking at that?
Right now, most of that traffic that comes back, it goes up towards the hospital and goes back and connects back in there. I'm not sure we or they or the city would want this road being a connector to other properties. But again,
staff's
going to have to see it.
Make sure that staff looks at that. And then I had a question for the waterway. And this is for Mr. Dietl. Is this the Oak Creek waterway that originates in the Fitzsimmons that the state stewardship grant was given and is already held by the Land Conservancy? Is there a watershed connection that might make sense for them rather than bringing in some unrelated arboretum or university?
That did not show up in our title search on the property.
Well, the Oak Creek is to the north of our property.
I'm talking about the watershed in general upstream from that.
No, that was deemed unnavigable waterway,
so it doesn't come from any. It just has its own headwaters. It doesn't connect to anything.
Correct, and it's been deemed unnavigable. It's just from the site.
The only reason I'm bringing this up is if you have a watershed connection to a property that's already held by a conservancy and you're looking for someone to partner with, why not follow the watershed up and see if there's a connection? The state of Wisconsin was already involved in that. They understand that their parcel is extremely important. And if you have navigability or wetland permits that you might need to get through, you might buy yourself some favors by saying we're helping this watershed connection and we've got a future.
I think that makes a lot of sense because you do have a lot of moving water just over to the north of the property going underneath 27th Street. So,
and then the only other comment I have is it's really hard to tell, and I know you haven't gotten to the detail on this, but the full woodland edge that's on the south access road is kind of showing underneath the road, and it's hard to see what you would be having to impact on that southern property where the townhouses are, so I'm hoping we'll get some more detail on that if you're going to move forward or not. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alderman.
Anyone else? Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay, we'll move on to G3. This is a staff direction regarding engineering and financial services for what we know as RAD, Aaron. Mr. Hertzberg.
Sure. So I had this item before you in November. This follows the rezoning of land in Area D along 27th Street between Oakwood and County Line. The request now is for permission for staff to go out and start discussing with consultants how best to move forward. As you recall, there were previously some numbers put together looking at how to utilize the existing TIF district to put in infrastructure towards a new business park. We'd like to go back out, revisit those numbers, see what's still feasible with the limited remaining time left in the TID district, and then evaluate the infrastructure side of it, what's core necessary infrastructure, and then the financial side of it as well to understand that. So, again, this is just a request to begin the conversations to solicit proposals from consultants. We'd then come back with any contracts to get this moving. And I do want to mention this was referred to the Economic Development Commission. They've recommended approval. And also just remind you that there's limited life remaining on that TIF district. It's scheduled to close in 2026 currently. If we're going to go out and evaluate, the time to do that is as soon as possible. So at least we know what our options are going forward.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. A couple things. First, you know, I read the Business Journal article that I was quoted and the mayor was quoted, and frankly, like the mayor talked about Zund America, and you know, we've known for some period of time that they were going to relocate. I don't remember ever having that conversation here on the council floor. Did that happen before I got here, you know, 15 months ago, 14 months, 16 months ago? I do not recall ever having that conversation. So whether you may have known that, but I'm not sure if this common council knew that we were going to lose a business to Oak Creek. So I just want to put that out there. I don't recall. If you did talk about it at the meeting, I'd be curious to where you could find that so I could actually hear that portion. So if staff, you know, if this is information that staff knows and the common council doesn't know, it's kind of maybe a little irritating, the lack of communication. So that needs to change. Regarding this article, you know, I've heard staff say, you know, business park and infrastructure. And here's, I'm going to make a motion to be very clear what I said from the very beginning. You know, I believe we are close to being able to close out this TIF if we wanted to right now. Financially, if I believe that we're pretty close to saying, let's close it, let's give tax relief back to the taxpayers and just do nothing. You know, but that's probably not the best thing. So this council decided to do the PDD, do the rezoning. And what I've said is I would support looking at running sewer, running water. That's it. Not putting in roads, and stormwater management, and lighting, and all those types of things. So I want this motion to be very clear that what staff is going to do is find the feasibility, find out what it's going to cost to run, you know, talk to consultants or whatever, for sewer, for water, to talk to MMSD and maybe our neighboring communities to see if there's some sort of cost sharing on putting in the sewer or the water, to have those conversations, and to come back and let us know the, you know, what we have available in the TIF, what we in the TIF, and then how, you know, much time we have, and, you know, what's how much we can spend to make sure we get it paid off. So that's it. Not streets and stormwater management or anything like that. We've started with the rezoning with the PDD, so we're starting to set the table now to have it ready for a business to come in. I'm not talking about a business park here. And I think staff is maybe not, that's where I've decided on. That's what I support. So that's all I want to see come back is sewer, water, talk to our neighbors, talk to MMSD, and, you know, let us know with the TIF. Because if we have, I don't know, 19 million available, 18 million, I'm not even sure what the total number is anymore that we could spend. But the one thing that we've found out over the years is incentives. Businesses come here, they want incentives. So it'd be nice to maybe have some money available to incentivize a business from coming here, because that's what we're up against. So if we're zoned properly, if we have the sewer and water, if we can feasibly lay that down 27th Street and have, you know, a lift station down on County Line and have that whole area ready to go in that form, then we have incentives dollars available still in the TIF. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, when I see on, I don't know what page it is, 31, 30, 33, the same cookie cutter business park that this council pretty much, you know, rejected and saying, let's go and focus on 76 and Rawson. So I don't know if I should state the motion again, but you have it. That's my motion.
So your motion is to direct staff to solicit bids to revise engineering and financial services within tax incremental district to support sewer and water installation in Area D and an area approximately between Oak River and Kenmont.
And then obviously talk to MMSD and neighboring, you know, Raymond, Caledonia, you know, Oak Creek to see, to allow staff to have that if they want to.
Okay.
All right. And return, yeah, to the council.
Is there a second to that motion?
I would second that.
Mr. Hertzberg.
Sure. A couple things I want to clarify. It's full understanding from staff, and it's actually noted at the very end of the council action sheet that the concept map that was previously prepared is subject to revision when we go back and start having these conversations with consultants. There's a full understanding of that. The other thing I just want to make clear with respect to the sewer and water conversation and roads become an important part of that because sewer and water generally gets laid under roads. And so if we're going to provide access to sewer and water, potential for putting in a lift station set back from 27th Street, which is likely ideal location, we'll have to think of some way of making that connection across. And so I just want to clarify from a staff perspective, that's the intent of coming at the road.
Well, that's actually, we don't own the land. We don't own any of the land. The city doesn't own it. So we'd have to go out there and start working with someone like MLG, which I'm not a fan of, obviously, go and start purchasing up properties. And I mean, so that's all. What we could do, though, is run sewer and water right down 27th Street. Simple. And at least run that portion. I mean, that's going to have to happen at some point, running down 27th, you know, so.
Absolutely, but I just want to make clear that lift station is likely to be suggested to be placed further west, right? Just because
sure.
of the topography.
So
and
then
the
you
land
go down county line too, county line as well.
So trying to figure out the ideal location for that.
Sure. And that's what you're going to go and find out. But I just don't want us to have some staff to have some idea that what you put on page 33 is something that I'm sitting here supporting that we're going to do when I've been crystal clear time and time again.
Alderman Willem.
Well, I guess I know we have a water and sewer department. We have an engineering department. I'm just wondering about the use of solicit bids. And, I mean, we've been able to come up with figures for water and sewer within our own departments. Do we need to solicit bids for these departments to give us, and I guess this speaks to Alderman Taylor's motion, does your motion include the term solicit bids? Because we have a department, an engineering and a water and sewer department that has always handled these extending water and sewer down roads in the past. We did Evergreen Court with city staff only. So I'm just wondering about, do we need to have that? Can the water and sewer department and the engineering department with some consultant information from, say, Sewer Pack or something, can they come up with that without this whole bid solicitation? What kind of cost are we putting on? This is an open-ended bid. I mean, where are we going? Are we going to ask them for, you know, solicit bids for the scope of what and a maximum cost of what? And the other thing that I wanted is it would be nice for the council to have a updated from our finance director about what feels to me a moving target on the closing of the TID. We were in this couple of years ago, we got to do something right away down here because this is closing, and what I was told 2016. And so, you know, every time this $12,000 or whatever, 12 million, whatever it is that you're talking about, every time we talk about it, seems to move around a little bit on the dates and how urgent it is that we act on this. So I guess I would ask the maker of the motion to clarify, are we actually going to solicit bids, and what what's the scope in detail? I had...
Well, can staff answer that question? I mean, if staff's capable of doing it, I mean, they basically have not been able to talk to anybody based on a council motion before
right,
I got here. So, I mean, I think we should allow them to have the flex. You're asking me a question. I'm trying to answer it.
Let's do this right.
Well, can I finish? I just have one more thing, then I'm done. I just had, when I was looking at the motion based on what he was saying, I just had a motion direct staff to address water and sewer along 27th Street to be covered by the TID for as appropriate. I mean, that gives them, you know, the ability to address it. It talks about the 27th Street. If the lift station is going to be needed, they can put that in there. It would not allow it, but it would do more to what I think the district alderperson was talking about, but maybe I don't know enough about the intent.
Alderman Taylor.